Okay, Kitzvach, everybody. Before we start the next Gemara, which everything is, of course, connected, I just want one ha'ara relating to the Tosus of Mesiras Mafteach. I realized, you know, we discussed within the sheet of Rabbeinu Peretz that you see that the Chiyuv Bedika Drabanan does not have to be related to the same person as the Chiyuv Bedika Doraisa. With regard to the Baal Yeroah, we saw that Rabbeinu Peretz takes for granted that the maskir would be the one to violate Baal Yeroah, and therefore you have to take care of that by saying that he did bittul. And now we have a separate question regarding the Chiyuv Bedika Drabanan, and the Gemara comes out with maskana that if the Chiyuv would have been chal before for the maskir, then it remains his Chiyuv, but otherwise, if it was transferred already to the socher beforehand, so the socher would be chayiv, but we certainly entertain the possibility that the chiyuv bedika drabanan would not be dependent on the same person who's chayiv bedika bedoraisa. Now, in Tosfos, we didn't see specifically any reference to the question about yiroa bedoraisa and whether there was bito and how that was taken care of and who would be chayiv in bedika doraisa from the perspective of about yiroa. But I think we could be medayik from Tosfos that, again, consistent with Tosfos and Abbeis, that the chiyuv bedikat rabbanan does not have to depend on the same person who's chayiv bedikat doraisa. Where do we see that? Because the way Tosus understood the case of Mesiras Mafteach, it's a big chidush, we saw different than the Ran, for example, that it could be there was no kinyan schiris. There's no kinyan schiris yet. It's just that the keys were given over to the socher because the socher had his das was to do the kinyan schiris and to become the renter of the house. And that alone, the fact that the key was given over to the socher before Leil Yadalid, would be enough of a cause to mechayev the socher in Bedika. That's the maskana of the Gemara according to Tosfos. Now, just think about that, the implications of that. If the house was not yet rented, so from a perspective of Midoraisa Rabosai, who's chayev Bedika? Nothing happened yet. There was no transfer. The house is completely belonging to the maskir in every respect. Right, so from the perspective of the Raisa, Chorit Pashut, that who has to do Bedika, who's by Yeroi is it going to be in a case like Tosus, where the key was given over, but nothing was done in terms of the Kenyan Schirus, obviously it would be the Maskir's obligation. And yet the Gemara comes out by saying that on the level of Drabanan, if the key was given over, even though nothing more happened in terms of the Kenyan, that's enough to Mechayev the Socher. So obviously the sheet of Tosus will also be consistent with Rabbeinu Peretz, that you can separate the Chiyuv Doraisa, Chiyuv Rabban. The Chiyuv Doraisa has to be obviously removed by saying there was a bittul. And obviously in a case like this, we can still talk about the Chiyuv Rabban on a separate halacha of Shema Yabala Ochlo, as we saw in Tosfos Dav Beis, so it works well with Tosfos Shita. But we can medayik from the Tosfos in the very case of Mesiras Mafteach, which took place prior to Leil Yadalid, even though there was no Kinyan Schirus, you see Mefurish and Tosfos the same pattern as we saw in Rabbeinu Peretz, just to notice that as well. Okay, with that, let's go on in the Gemara. So we came out, the Gemaskana of the previous Gemara is that if the key was handed over, however you explain it, whether the key alone or maybe with the Kenyan as the Ran had it, but bottom line is once the key was chal on the maskir, before Yudalit entered, before Knesset Leil Yudalit, that chiyuv remains the chiyuv of the maskir. It's his obligation to do bedika. Comes to Gemara now with the next question. Again, the same person being asked this question as before. Bo minei mevnachem by Yitzchak. Hamaskir bayis lachaveiro be'arba osar cheskaso baduk o en cheskaso baduk. If somebody rents a house to another person on Yudal and Erev Pesach, do we assume that the chazak, the house is the cheskas having been checked? Meaning to say, obviously, in this case, we take the words literally, b'arba asar. In other words, clearly, the chiyuv was already chal, as we said in the previous Gemara. It was already chal on the maskir. So he had the obligation to check. The question is it in fact assumed that he did his job? Cheskaso baduk, do we say the house is presumed to have been checked according to the halacha that the maskir was chayiv to check? Or not. In other words, the Gemara doesn't yet emphasize the studim of the Shaila, but it emerges later in the Gemara when the Gemara tries to prove the tzad of Cheskaso Baduk. The Gemara brings in that there's a rule of hakol chaverim eitzel b'dikas chametz. And the Gemara equates it to another halacha of a chaver. A chaver generally is somebody who has assumed certain standards that he'll keep regarding tumas amaisus, regarding tumah v'tahara. And a chaver has, based on that, he has a nemanus to say that these peros are mu'usar, that something is not tameh. This is a standard halacha of a chaver, a status of a chaver. So that is someone who has already established himself with that category, the status of a chaver. The question in our Gemara is going to relate to whether we assume that even an ordinary person is considered to be a chaver lugabi b'dikas chametz, to have an emunah to say that the b'dika was done. As Rabbeinu David points out, if he was a chaver anyway, gabi other halachas, it obviously carries over and no question about it, he'd be neman. The question is whether we say hakol chaverim eitzel b'dikas chametz. Do we assume that even someone who in other respects is considered the category of am ha'aretz is not a chaver, but lugabi b'dikas chametz, as the reason is given by Rabbeinu David, it's something which is coming mizman lizman. It's something that people have a chavibas for because it doesn't happen routinely. So therefore, everyone assumes the status of a chaver to have the nemanus to say that the bias was in fact checked. So the shaila is, do we have this nemanus granted to the maskid to say that he checked? So l'chora, why is this nogeya? It's not nogeya the maskir. He knows if he checked or not. It's nogeya, obviously, the socher. Who's asking the shaila? Why is it relevant? Hamaskir b'ayis l'havero, because the assumption is that if the maskir did not check, if he doesn't have the nemanus to tell us that it's checked, then the socher would be obligated to do bedika, since the maskir didn't fulfill his obligation. Now let's probe a little further. Why is that? What do we see implicit in this line of Gemara? If the maskir did not carry out his bedika, we don't say cheskaso baduk, and we don't believe him, right? So then automatically the chiyuv would now relate to the socher. He has to do it. Why? I mean, the maskir had the chiyuv, so the socher should be put. So we touched on this already. We presented at the time what the Mekor Chaim said, the Nesivis, we took that Kedava Pashut, but the truth is it's not Pashut at all. It seems to be a machlokas. There seems to be two ways to explain why the assumption should be that the Socha would have to do it. I'm guessing Ari is what he wanted to say, right? Because we pointed out then that L'chora, the two Shtadim of the Gemara to begin with earlier, if we say the Maskir versus the Socha, is just a question of who would more likely have the chiyuv, who should we naturally go to impose the chiyuv. But basically, there's a basis for both of them. The maskir has a basis for a chiyuv because it's chamira didei, but then again, the socher has a basis for a chiyuv because it's b'shusei. However we explain it, whether we're talking about, you know, why it's only the rabbana, not the raisa, so all that already is taken care of. But however, basically, there is a cause for the socher to be chayiv in bedika. Elamai, the Hamakamim first put the chiv on the maskir, but to the extent that the maskir doesn't fulfill his obligation, so naturally the socher has to do it. That's what it would seem from Rabbeinu David here, that's why the Gemara is assuming if ein cheskaso baduk, then naturally the socher would have to do it. Just to take a lesson or two from the Rabbeinu David, as the Gemara is going to say, "Truchei lahai, afa bisha b'dikais muteles ala maskir shevichal arba asa kon shemasal umafteach, afa b'kein kish ein ha-maskir b'kan." When the maskir is not, the Gemara is going to say in a second, the maskir is not around to respond to the question. Matilin osala socher me'achashu konu ilov ha-mafteach b'yada. In other words, l'maisa, good, he got the key afterwards, but at this point he has the key. And he's available, and it's in his rishus, and he can do it. So if the maskir doesn't do his job, it didn't do his job, maybe the socher have to do it. That's one way to understand it. It goes well with the Makor Chayim of the Nesivis that we spoke out. However, if you look at the Ran, and the Ran is, for whatever reason, the Ran didn't say it over here on this Gemara. He said it in a different context with regard to the next Gemara, the Gemara that's talking about Mekach Tos, but in explaining an issue relating to that Gemara and how it relates to our Gemara, so I want to take one line out of the Ran, because the Ran, as he's speaking, he explains the basis of why it's clear that if the maskir doesn't do bedika, the socher would have to do it. But the Ran does not say what we just read from Benu David. The Ran doesn't just say Kedava Pashut. What? Because after all, if the master doesn't do it, then the Socha has to do it. There's a course for the Socha to be Mechoyiv in Bedika. The Ran Ki'il is Mashma that no, that which the master already assumed the Chiyuv, the Etzem removes the Chiyuv from the Socha. Whatever Chiyuv Bedika would exist, vis-a-vis the Sugya, that Chiyuv Bedika, for example, Rabbeinu David and the Ran learned, the Chachamim wanted Chametz. Shall Yisrael, even though there's no Ba'yirah for either party, that was the Peshat of the Ran himself and Rabbeinu David, there's no Ba'yirah Midoraisa, but the Chachamim said, Chametz Shall Yisrael has to be burned. That halacha, once we say the masker assumed the obligation, that patters the socher. So why is Gemara assuming if en cheskos o baduk that the socher has to do bedika? A new idea, a new machayes. Says the Ran, again, it's one line in the Ran's discussion of the next Gemara, but the Ran says, so the masker says, I'm not doing it, or he's not around. Says the Ran, here are the key words. The socher, well, sagile below beer. The beer here obviously means bedika and beer. It's not beer per se. The socher cannot walk away and not have to destroy the chametz. Why not? So the Rabbeinu David would say, and the way we said it until now, because to the extent that there's a cause for the socher to do what he's supposed to do, that remains in effect. To the extent that the mask is not doing it, mimele the socher does it. The man doesn't say that. He's a different gemara. He brings a gemara davav. The aminu will come on. The chemso shall nachri, if a Jew is in a house that has chametz of a nachri, he has to do the halacha of a harchaka. We're concerned he might come to eat it, right? So what do you do? There's a halacha that you have to create a heker. Also a machitza gavo asar. So what the Ran saw in that Gemara is that just as we see that there's a halacha to do for harchaka, the chachamim imposed a harchaka, that you're not come to eat chametz that it's in your vicinity. Now, in chemso shel nachri, it's not going to mean that you burn it because it's a goyis chametz. You have no halacha to burn a goyis chametz. But you might come to eat it. So you have to do a heker that you know not to come eat it. So the Ran assumes in that Gemara, you see that there's a new cloud. That for the sake of a harchaka shelo yavo le'ochlo, you have to do whatever it takes to avoid eating it. So by a non-Jewish chametz, you can't do anything more than a heker. By Jewish chametz, you do more than that. Because since there is a halacha anyway that should get burnt, so Maisa, you're in the vicinity of this chametz, so your halacha of harchaka, not to come to eat it, would naturally be machayv you to go and burn it. So the Ran is not saying that the original cause that we had in the study Hashayla, Masker and Socher, that the Socher should be chayiv, that general halacha that we discussed with Bino David, that halacha, to the extent that the masker was not going to do what he was supposed to do, it naturally is the socher because of the fact that it was the socher is in his mishus. No, that halacha is not present here because the masker will assume the obligation. That's a tour for the socher. But there's a separate halacha, no different than chemso shel nachri. In other words, it's in your vicinity. The chacham create a harchaka. And the harchaka can go as far as requiring you to burn it, to search and burn, search and destroy the chametz. In other words, it comes out that the halach of harchaka of chemso shel nachri yosa machitza can have applications for chemso shel Yisrael, gabi bedika and biur. But it's not the same halacha as we said before, lamashal, give you a nafkamina. The halacha that we saw in the sugya earlier, let's say the masker having to do bedika, even though it's no bal yirah, would he have to make a bracha al bir chametz for that bidikas chametz? The maskir, the halach of the maskir, that he assumed the obligation. It's no bayir on the deraisa. But the halach is that a Jewish chametz has to be Jewish chametz. You have to burn it. You have to destroy it and search and destroy. Would he make a bracha? Yes. Right? And would Nil or Haner know the halach is a bidikas chametz? Presumably, yes. This halacha that if it's in cheskas obaduk, the socher would have to do bedika biur, that the Ran is telling us, based on this harchaka idea, Do you think he'd make a bracha on it? On such a bedika? I don't know. I don't think so. It's a different halacha. It's not the same halacha of the halacha of the chum requiring bedika as chum. It's halacha of hachaka, shalom of halacha. It's a different issue. Would an eel or her nair? Maybe, okay. Here already I'm a little misupik because maybe Arnem makes a better bedika. Makes a better bedika. You should try to do bedika in the best manner possible. Maybe you should do Arhaner, or maybe not. Halach Arhaner is only said for a form of bedikas chametz. So I have two approaches why, again, if we assume Inchas Baduk and the maske didn't do his job, the socher would naturally have to do it. So according to Ben David, it's simple because the halacha that the maske assumed the obligation never meant to make a tour on the socher, just meant that it goes first on him. For the Ran, it seems, is a different vort. Ran had to bring a new Gemara in, which has a different machayev because of a harchaka and shalo yavul achlo. So you have to do your searching and destroying of the chametz, and maybe nafkamino gabi bracha. Ari, this is issue number one. Yes,
can we just explain one more time how the Ran relates because of the harchaka? How does that relate that the chiv would be on the socher? I didn't fully understand.
Yeah, because the socher finds himself in a situation where he's surrounded by chametz that he might come to eat. And we know that if you find yourself in a location where chametz is around you, if it's chametz shonachri, the din is that chacham require you to make a heker not to come to eat it. The Ran extrapolates from that, that there's a harchaka not to come to eat chametz that would also have applications beyond a heker. Heker is where you can't do more than that, like chemsel shonachri. You're not going to destroy, there's no halacha to destroy chemsel shonachri. Just don't want to come to eat it. But chemsel sheyisrael, which anyway should be destroyed. So now if you, as the Jew, find yourself in a vicinity of such chametz, so again, it's the harchaka component. It's the halacha of chemsel shonachri also a heker that now can be extended that you have to destroy that chametz. Merely, you know, you won't eat it. So it's a different halacha. The Ran didn't say as simple as we said before that we already explained why the socher might have a very good reason to have to do the bedika and biur. We had a svar for the maske, a svar for the socher. No, the maske didn't do it. So maybe the socher does. It doesn't work that way. If the halacha was that the maske had to do it, then from that perspective, that halacha patered the socher. So now you have to come on to a new machayev, a new svara, a new source to explain what the socher would have to do. That's what I see in the Ran. Yes, Yaakov Moshe, yeah.
But unless you hold like the gra, then why would you have to do anything different than an achri? Why can't you just create the same heker and
I think you're right. You're right in terms of the chiddush of the Ran. The Ran is assuming that the best harchaka you can have is to destroy it. Heker is as far as you can go by a nachri because you don't have a right to destroy the nachri's chametz. The Ran assumed, I think you're right, there is a chiddush in the Ran, that the Ran saw in that Gemara that harchaka, shelo yavul ocho, can even require you to burn it. Suffice with a hacker. Mm-hmm. So hacker is not foolproof.
There's no hacker, you have to search for the chametz. You don't know.
Oh, you have to. Okay, fine. But I mean, but once you search for it, you're right. Ari says you have to search for it. But once you search for it, the random smash, you have to destroy it too.
Right.
So apparently, it's not enough to just do put in one place and put a big sign, chametz, don't eat. You have to do more than that. And now you know you're not going to eat it. Yeah. Yes.
Assuming that, like, for sure, according to the Tosafot, said even in Rashi, that Diga comes.
Either can come back to Shamayal Balakla,
right? Why would the Ran think that it's not just like, why are we saying within the Ran it doesn't come back to the normal halacha?
Because for the Ran, the normal bedika wasn't Shamayal Balakla. That was Tosus approach. Although the Ran threw it in maybe at one point, but I don't know what the Ran said. The Ran had other reasons why you can't suffice with Bito, wouldn't be believe Shalayim. The Ran was not committed completely to the whole original takan bedikas chametz of Shamayal Balakla. This is a different tier, a different level. Now, there's another question. Before you go on the Gemara, you can't maneuver too much in this way. Just a few things have to be spoken out. So again, we're framing our question, becheskas baduk or not becheskas baduk, which again, as the Gemara is going to explain in a minute, has to do with whether we presume that the ordinary person is considered to be becheskas chaver, a kol chaver mitzvah bedikas chametz. If we say he's considered like a chaver, we assume that he would have done it. He's believed, and therefore it's becheskas baduk, or I mean, again, not that he's believed, but notice it's automatically assumed that it was done, because a chaver would naturally, I said, believe this. He's not around in what he's going to say, but basically it's assumed that he did it. Or do we say that he's not b'cheskas chaver? What about, and what if he's not? What if it's not b'cheskas baduk, the house? Then for sure the socher has to do b'dika. Now, granted, it's not b'cheskas baduk. Not b'cheskas baduk. We don't say al kol chaverim. But is it possible that b'dika was done? Is it possible? Even if it's not b'cheskas baduk. But not being b'cheskas baduk doesn't mean it was vadei eino baduk, right? Could be that it was checked. Could be that the chametz was taken care of. So if the whole halacha b'dikas chametz is drabanan, so why would that alone be a reason to patur the socher? Something drabanan. Why are you assuming that in a case where it may have been done, but it's not b'cheskas baduk, why would that mean that the socher has to do b'dika? Misafik, he shouldn't have to do b'dika. Safik drabanan. It's another question of pshat. The kasha is the Shaar Melech's kasha, but before the Shaar Melech, the truth is that Ram Chalava, at the end of the sugya, when he discusses how we end up with maskana, so he implicitly addresses this question. It's going to be nagia the rush as well. We'll have to discuss it vis-a-vis the rush, but the Ram Chalava just takes for granted from this very point. You see that if you have a suffix and you have an easy way around it, then you have to take that route. You don't just say safek ukula. You can't just walk away and say ukula. So he says at the very end of the piece, we'll see the whole piece maybe at some point, but he says, what's the Gemara's shaila? My kame boile, the bein ches kassel, ein ches kassel. The lack of me, the king, the speaker, the rabban, the kula. So what's the Gemara's shaila? He's trying to prove his point that if you have a way to address the underlying issue, even though mitzad savik drabanan it would be lakula, but if you have a natural, easy way to resolve the suffix without much problem, then you now it's all good, then that's what you have to do. He calls it ikal meka mala demosa. Lashna Gemara in Cheska Sabbat and other places. As long as you could establish some clarity in the status of suffix, you're mechuyev to go that route. We'll see more about that in the Gemara. Also, Shaila. So he says, what's the Gemara's chayla? Bein cheskasa or ein cheskasa? V'leka midi. Kevin the stake of the Rabban Lakula, says the Maram Chalav, at the very end of the piece. Ela shmanina, kevan de efsha l'meka malah de milsa, kol b'steka tzvicha b'dika. V'chein b'chol safik de Rabbanan, kol she'efsha lamod al biruro shel davar, eim atirin at sheyamdu olav. So what he says in effect is that the reason why if ein cheskas baduk the soch has to be bodek is because that's the halacha. Even within soch rabba and kula, you can't just simply say, okay, therefore kula, you have what to do. That's Maram Chalava. The Shaar HaMelech has other suggestions. Shaar HaMelech, Yaduah's famous Sefer on the Rambam, a lot of Lamdash and Yanim that are mentioned in Shaar HaMelech, he has in Hilchus Mikvos, pages and pages on Inyanim Asfakis. If Shalos by Mikvah, did the person was a Mikvah Kasher or not? Did the person have a proper Tzvila? So he has all long discussions, all kinds of Inyanim of Suffix, Fake Sfeika, Hazaka. You know, this is classic, you know, Shep Shmeitzer type of material, okay? So the Shaar HaMelech has seemingly a raya to the Shach. The Shach has a klal, v'nogeya safek drabanu l'kula, that if what you have what's called is chazek isura, chazek isura, we'll see more about these in Yonim, v'nogeya nemanus of Eidachad, the Gemara discusses Eidachad being neman, in what context is he believed, but if it's presumed that there is already a chazaka of isur, says the Shach, we don't see safek drabanu l'kula. So he says, what's my raya? My raya is this Gemara. The Gemara says, Bayim Nirachma Yitzchak, this Gemara, Cheskasa Baychazaz Baduk, Fahashta Kasha, Kevin the Bedikat Schametz Drabanan. So even if in Cheskasa Baduk, Mikom Makum go Yeh El Safik, Safik Drabanan Lakula. Continues the Shaar HaMelech. Now, maybe there's a way around this. because of the following. There is a Rambam and a Magid Mishnah, Perek Beis Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah. It has to do with the Sugya Staf Tes, the Sarek Mosh Medevada, you're not our Indian. But the Magid Mishnah says the following. The Machokis Rambam, the Rambam and the Ravid about a certain case with an Achbar going in, going back into the house. The Maisa, the Magid Mishnah says over there the following vort. And this could also answer Akasha. He says, the whole institution of Bdikas Chametz, by definition, was to step in a context of Suffolk. I don't know if there's Chametz or not. I have to search for Chametz. It might be Chametz. So if the entire enterprise of Bdikas Chametz was instituted al HaSuffolk, so Mela, if you have a Suffolk that has to do with the Inyan of Bdikas Chametz, you're naturally going to go to Chumrah. Even though typically Suffolk Rabbanu Lekula, and Bdikas Chametz is Drabana, but a Suffolk that has to do with Bdikas Chametz is different because the entire Bdikas Chametz as an institution was on its side of Suffolk. Second. So that's what the Magid Mishnah says, B'dasa Rambam. Says the Sharm Nelch, no, if you say that, then maybe we have a solution. Now, Shmuel, you have an answer. You say, maybe it's not a good comparison to Agamar. Why? Because of the Ran. That's what you're thinking. No. So say it. According to the Ran, that our halacha is not the classic B'dikas Chametz. This is Rashmu Rizavsky's, a different Rashmu. Rashmu Rizavsky's ha'ara. It's not this classic B'dikas Chametz. It's a B'dikas Chametz of Harchavka, like a case of Chametz or Shonachri. So maybe we can use the Magid Mishnah in this context. And if we understood the basis for the halacha of the socher having to do bedika, if ein cheskos abaduk, not as the classic bedikas chametz, like the Rabbi David would have it. It goes into the general halacha that Chazal want you to destroy chametz shei Yisrael, but it's a new halacha, so maybe that doesn't hold either. But either way, the Sharm Nach says, but that's only the Rambam and the Magid Mishnah. The Rabbi disagrees, and we don't take the svara and embrace it, that because B'dikas Chametz is by itself something which was instituted ala Suffolk, therefore you have Sfeikos, it's going to always go to Chumrah. So then what's the answer? The answer is the Shach. What's the Shach? The Shach again says that it's Chazik Isura. If you have it's Chazik Isura, we don't say Suffolk Rabban Lekua. So what's this Chazik Isura over here? If you have a Becheskas Isur. So what's the Becheskas Isur? He says, because we're saying now it's in Cheskas Obazuk, so it's a Cheskas Isur of the whole year. You know, the house is viewed as it has Chametz. The status of this house is that it's not Baduk, and the whole year you're using it for Chametz. So now you want to change that Chazaka based on the possibility that it was checked. So it's a Suffolk that maybe the house was checked, and if the house was checked, then the chazaka was lifted. Then it you motzi it from the status of that there's chametz in this house. And that, says the Shach, you can't do that with Suffolk Rabban Lekula, because you have already a becheskas. Now, it's far from simple, just to finish the whole thread here, because he's a big inyanim. It's far from simple that we view the situation of chametz in the house as ischazik isura. This has ramifications in another context. This is why I gave you the Ramah in Hilchos Yayinesach, in Yerodea Kuf Chav Zayin, where you have a whole long sif in Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah follows on this Shas Sugya called Eidach HaNemim B'Yisurim, which we'll touch on a little bit in this Sugya as well. So Klolim Eidach HaNemim B'Yisurim are codified in Shulchan Aruch, Yerodea Kuf Chav Zayin, Siv Gimel, by the Mechaber, and then the Ramah has to do with Yayinesach. If you have an aid coming to say it is Yayin Netzach, it's not Yayin Netzach. And in this connection, the Ramah brings all kinds of klolim, and we'll see some of it by the end of the sugya. But the Ramah says at the end the following words: the imayid al isad rabbanan lahakel, the lowest chazik isu. Again, an aid echad would not be neman. The Gemara is shalom getting about this, whether he's neman against his chazik isu or not. But then biyado is another possible nemanis. If he has biyado, he could do something himself on it. Lashon HaRamah, though, is the following. Imeid al isid rabbanan lahakel v'lo ischazik isura kigon bedikas chametz. Neman. So the presumption of the Ramah is that bedikas chametz is what? It's considered what? Lo ischazik isura. So the Magen Avraham challenges this Ramah in Magen Avraham Tav Lamed Zayin Os Ches, but also in Os Dalet, he assumes it as well. He says, Sarachina Rama Yordea Kuv Chazayin, the Chametz was Chazik Yisura, the Chametz is Chazik Yisura. So what the Shah Melech is saying to, with the Shach, to answer his Kasha, seemingly is going to play out in this Machokif, the Rama and the Magen Avraham. Do we view Chametz as quote Chazik Yisura? It's not a simple matter. But this is what the Shah Melech wants to say. Again, first he wants to use the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah, that the whole institution because Chametz is a suffix, so you don't see Savan Lakula. Or we have this idea of the Shach, is Chazik Yisura, you can't say Sadaban Lakula, that's the Shach's Chiddush. And then you have to assume that the situation of a house, it's Becheskas Eino Baduk, or it's not Becheskas Baduk, let's just say, it's considered is Chazik Yisura, that there's Chametz there. And then the Ram Chalava just said it in a simple way. He says, you don't say Sadaban Lakula, if you can simply deal with the issue and solve it. Okay, Shmuel, what was your Ha'ara?
Say that
Sfeik Sfeika Lakula. So what's a Sfeik Sfeika? Why is it Sfeik Sfeika? It's a Sfeik Safik in the Chametz. Or not.
Even if there was Chametz,
no, but the Safik, whether it's checked, it's not a second level Safik. I mean, Safik, maybe there was Chametz, not Chametz to begin with. You're saying maybe there was never any Chametz, and even if there was, maybe it was checked and discovered. That's like, is it really a second Safik? Would you consider that two sfeikas?
No, Rebbe.
What?
Rebbe, once it's already instituted, then it's not considered a suffix to be added on by another suffix. It's a suffix that's the reason why it was instituted, and then just a separate suffix. It's not suffix sfeika.
I mean, I think we can use what you're saying, but not here, not right now. I think there is something to be said for the shari is cheskas baduk or in baduk, but lemaisa a suffix is a suffix banam one. There's chametz here.
Yeah.
Don't forget, we're going now that the house is not Becheskes Baduk. So it could be that it was checked and the Chametz is not here. It could be it wasn't checked and the Chametz is here. So really it's one suffix then. Everything is totally in one issue. I mean, you think maybe there was never Chametz to begin with, but that's not a suffix. It's not a suffix.
A normal house has Chametz like the whole year, no?
Okay. Yeah, Hanami passed the Fishum. It does have Chametz, yeah. So really the suffix is whether it was searched or not.
Right.
Yeah. Who else had questions? Yeah. These are so far two ha'aris that we spoke at, right? Number one is, so why is the assumption if it's ein cheskas or baduk, the socha would have to check? I mean, this maskir had a chiyuv, so why does the socha suddenly have to come and check? That was the two approaches we mentioned, Bino David and the Ran. And then, and what about Sabag Rabban Lakula? That's this new kasha, the Shara Melech, and we saw a few possibilities on that. But now moving forward in the sugya. So the Gemara says, after presenting the two sides, baduk and baduk, l'may nafkemina, says Gemara, why is it a shayle? L'may nafkemina? L'shayle. Why not simply ask the person? So here the issue is as follows. The Gemara takes for granted, so I should be able to correct maybe what I may have implied before, if I don't know if that's how it came out. L'chayra, if he'll tell you that he checked, Mara's assuming he's Nema. It's not like an Amaretz is not Nema necessarily on Tumas and Isis. Eidach and Embi Surin. The issue of the Gemara, whether Hakol Chaverim is where we assume that he took care of it. Because, in fact, it's a mitzvah misman with man, and therefore everyone is like a Chaver, and a Chaver for sure we're taking care of it. If you ask him and he tells you that it's done, Eidach and Embi Surin. Whatever he says, he's Naaman. So what's the Shaila? You want to know, Cheskas or Baduk, Cheskas or Baduk, ask him. The Gemara says, he's not around to ask. Tosef's going to say on the base, he's not in the city. He's not in the city, he's not in the vicinity. So therefore, what true Chelahai, my, do we impose the Tircha, B'dikas Chametz on the Socha? From this line of Gemara, many Rishonim bring here a raya to something that the Rif says is another little nekuda that comes out of every line of Gemara. There's something to extract. You see from this line of Gemara, the Rif holds in the beginning of Chulin, the Gemara says is a rove that rove mitzuyin eitzor shchita mumchen hen. Most people who are involved with shchita, who shachtim, are considered to be qualified shachtim. So that's a rov that allows us to assume that everything was done kedas u'kedin in terms of the helchah shechita. But the Rif says this is a robe that will allow us to rely on it if the person is no, the people who are there by the shechita are no longer around. But if they're here, it's mashma in the rif, then you don't just say robe mitzvah shechita mamchen hen. You ask the person, give them a little prayer. Do you know what you're doing? Do you know the halachas? You check them out. You check to see if they are, if they're in fact proficient in hilchos shechita. So the Ril David, the Ran, many of the Rishonim here say that the Rif had a marker from our Gemara. Midar minan delesei laheich l'shiure, masma di'isa, if he's here, shaylinan lei. Ba'afil yamina de'cheskas obadik. The question is, what do you have to ask him? If you say cheskas obadik, so maybe the nafkamina is that simple. If cheskas obadik, then you don't have to ask. So what do you see? The Rif says, you see that even if cheskas obadik, you still have to ask. She'en l'cha lismuch al chazaka, k'she'ef she'lamad al-bir hadavar. It's not the same as the Maram Chalab is talking about to do a bidikas chametz in a case of suffix. This is a different word. I have a chazaka, cheskas baduk, but if I have a way to check it out, then I have to do that, not rely on chazaka. Ve'al zeh samach, harav al-fasi zal, shekasa perkam edachulin, delo aminan, rob mitzun yetzir shchita mumchen hein el bidelesei. This is another chiddush that comes out of the Rishonim. There is an interesting Beis Yosef. He asks of Kasha, so why is it, this is what the other Magen Avraham was on. Let me see. Beis Yosef asks, I'm not sure if I can, if it's here, it's in Yerodea. But what do we check on? This is no Gil. Let me do Beis Yosef in a second. I'll give you another muscle on this. The Beis Yosef discusses there are things that we check for. The Dikas Hareya we do check. Right? Other things we don't check for, but I'll give you another nafkamina. Hilchas Svitzis, Simen Ches and Shulchan Aruch. So the halacha of Machabe says that before a person puts on the talis, they should check the chutin of the tzitzis to see if it's kosher. So why do you need to do that? So the Mishnah Berurah brings, and based on the Menosi came with the Shulchan Aruch, Umaisa is a chazaka, that it's okay. So why do you have to check the tzitzis anew, the chutin of the tzitzis? So he brings because it's a chumrah of a bracha levatala, otherwise losisa, so therefore you check. But the other svar that's mentioned is because of this riff, this Rabbeinu David, this Gemara, that if you have a chance to check it, you don't rely on the chazaka. You don't rely on Robert Saint Fishut and Mumchin Hay. So therefore you should check the chutin every day, even though there's a chazaka. So this is an interesting halacha that has other implications. It may still believe on the side for now. But Maisa, that's the cloud that comes out of the riff that they bring from this Gemara. Yes?
Why are we so quick then to jump in a sweet stake situation to rely on a sweet stake instead of just trying to fire one of the suffers?
What's that?
Why in certain cases of steak steka, do we rely then on the steak steka? Lakula.
Wasn't it steak steka? What do you mean by steak steka?
The example I'm thinking of is like a revised sheet on Big Yosef, right? He says that there's two steak steka, so I can just rely on. Why do I have to?
So you have to know, maybe steak steka is different than the column of Epsil Brewery has to also be worked out. Maybe steak steka is different. The Magen Avraham here in our Chaim quotes the Beis Yosef. The Shaila is how he quotes it, the Lashon is not exactly how Beis Yosef puts it, but he says in Sukkot and Dalet, I think I gave it to you, it says, the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is Sho'alo, right? That's here in Arsim, in Taf Lamed Zayin, so you have to ask. So that's the halacha you see in Agamar. You have to ask the person, did he do Bedika? So the Bagan Bama explains, the lo samchina nachazaka, hecha d'ika levrure. Like it says in Yerodea Simen Aleph, that Hilchos Shechita. But now he asked the following question: V'lo dami lebedikos, d'lo bat kinan acha kol yudches treifos. There are 18 things that make an animal possibly a treifa. The only thing we check for is the lungs. But maybe the animal was a treifa for one of the other reasons. So I hechadika levrure. Why not? Not we shouldn't rely on the chazaka. That's the shah of the Beis Yosef that the Magen Avraham is quoting here in Tav Lamed Zayin. So his words are as follows. It's a whole term of what he means, but let me read you the words. The hasam lahayelom eolam cheskas treifos. It was never in a chazaka being treif. Avulhacha kashana haya becheskas chametz. As we said before, and that's the other Magen Avraham. It was becheskas chametz. It was becheskas ena baduk. Ubecheskas baduk atabalot siyal mecheskas chametz. Lo samchin nagel chatchila. Dumya de shchita. Now, why there do we have to ask if he was a mumche, if he was a baki in shchita? The behema bechaya becheskas iser even minachayu medes. In other words, if there was no shchita, then the chazaka here is that the behema is us. Kainer li beperush divri harabes Yosef. Yeah. So, and I mashkesaki besof simet tav lamed zayin. That's the other Magen Avraham that I gave you, where he argues on the Ramah, and he says that this is called Chazak Yisura. So the two Magen Avrahams are both complementing one another, that the answer to why you have to ask the person if he did B'dikas Chametz is the same reason why you have to ask the Shochet if he knew what he was doing. And it's different than the other treifos that you don't have to check for. Why? Because when it comes to Shchita, there's the Cheskas Yisur. When it comes to Chametz, there's the Cheskas, of course, the Cheskas Chametz, could call Cheskas Eino Baduk. And therefore, you can't just rely, therefore, you're trying to be motzi from that chazaka. And therefore, again, even though we're going here, cheskas baduk, you want to use the cheskas baduk to be motzi from what would otherwise have been assumed to be that there was chametz in the house. That's what it comes out. Like, you're using the cheskas baduk to be motzi from the chazaka of the cheskas chametz, call it, that the house was had chametz in it. So for that, you can't just rely on the cheskas baduk, you have to ask. So too, when it comes to shechita, that's the riff. You have to ask the person if he knew what he was doing, because otherwise you're being motzi from a chazaka, the animal was not kishachten, was even menachai. For the other treifos, so there we don't say the cheskas treifos, so therefore that doesn't have the halacha of the riff, they don't have to check, except for what? For one of the things is, which you have to know is more matzui, whatever that you check for. That's the inyan of the Gemara, that's the one line of Gemara, again, these are big inyanim, but one line of Gemara becomes a mocker for the riff. Okay, so the question now is set up. So should we matriach the socher? This is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's question. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak t'nisua. Just as before, he has a braisa to support it, to bring a right. What's the right? What's the braisa? Hakol nemanim al bir chametz. Everyone is believed regarding bir chametz. Bir chametz would have to mean bedika, bir. It's all the same framework. Afilu nashim, afilu avadim, afilu ketanim. Even people who don't have the same level in their manas for inyanim, and have to see what we're talking about here. Bedikas chametz was saying that they are neman, even though they generally lack certain levels of nemanis. So yet we believe nashim avadim uketanim. Hakol nemanim bir chametz. V'kabi what? Who's at Nogeya? What's the case? What's the case? Pashtus, the way it's brought in the Rambam. What's the obvious case that we could discuss? Who needs to be Neman? The person knows who the Bedika. Pashtus, what would be the case that we're discussing in the Braisa? No? What do you say? And Stam analogous to what we started with. What would be the, when's the Negev the Shaila? So Chamaskir, right? You can think of other cases possibly, but you need to find out the person took off and who's here in the house. The Socher. Unless you see family members, a yoresh, pasha can say socher masker. Okay, we'll see. Everyone is believed. Nashim adam ketanim. My time in the hemni. Why are they believed? La mishum becheskas baduk. Isn't it because of cheskas baduk? That's why. Otherwise, they'd have no nemanis. It must be cheskas. And here the Gemara speaks out what cheskas baduk means. Because savar hakol chaverim etza b'dikas chametz. Everyone is viewed as chaverim. Means that they attend. We know that they attended to it. The Sanya, we have this hakal by a chaver, chaver shemes, a person who was already considered a chaver and he died. V'niach megura mele peris. He left a goren. Megura is a goren. Rashi says in Daf Tes, and it's filled with newly processed fruit, tvua. Even if it was only nismarech, that's the meruach, is the smoothing of the pyre, which is machayevit b'maisrus. So even if that all happened today, it was done only today, and he died, and we don't know if it was taken off. They dealt with it or not. Nemuchoyev now tumas b'maisrus after the meruach. Hare mecheskas mesukanim. Their becheskas that they were all they're no longer teva. So memela, we apply that idea to b'dikas chametz, as the Rabbeinu David says, because we say that the same idea is true by everybody by b'dikas chametz, as he explains, because it is a chavivas to b'dikas chametz. He points out, what were we to know he was a chaver? Then be no shayla. Mizen nirish ena she'ela m'cheskos ha'badok ela ha'shar b'nei adam she'ena nemano ha'maisris. Im nemer so in the bidika you nemon and shako hayim is dars in bidava ne shi mitzvah shi ba misman is man. We find shofar and megillah that usually trey kali la mishtami, you don't hear two voices at the same time, but something which chaviva le you do, you can pay attention to two voices at the same time. Therefore here as well, the mishu chaver, of course, there's no shayla. But meanwhile, we have a raya because the Mars is assuming that the reason why these people are believed, Nashabadam Khtam, is because of Cheskas Abada. Now comes interesting Shaka Vitari in this Gemara. Gemara is assuming, right, it has to be because Cheskas Abada, otherwise you can't believe it. Says the Gemara, what's the Raya? Mimai? This whole back and forth is very strange. What's going on? What's the Havamina? What's the Gemara's Kash? The Gemara says, Mimai, pushing back. Dilma, Shaini Hacha, Mishim Dika Amrihani. Maybe here it's different because you have these Nashabadam Khtam being testifying that there was a Bidik. Come to Gemara, count as that. What do you mean? Atu Amir Dahani Midi Mashasha Yisbei. We'll see some more about this in the Rashi. And oh, this is called something. This Amir has value. But that's what the Gemara originally thought. There had to be Cheskas Abadok, right? So the Gemara says, no, maybe because what is it? No, it means anything. Elamai, so Gemara comes back and says, okay, so what do you want to say? Elamai, the Cheskas Abadok. So you think it is Cheskas Abadok. That's where this Amira has value. Otherwise, it wouldn't be worth anything. So that's the case. The lesson is not good. Why speak about the nemanus of these people to say that it was checked? What it should say is, what it should say is, all houses are presumed to be checked. Now, Pasha Pasha, what does Igmar mean to ask? So, meaning, what do you need these people to say anything? So, now, so what's going on is Gemara. So Tosis is going to address this. Tosis on the top. What's going on here in the Gemara? What was the Gemara originally thinking? Came Mecca Sakadaitach. So I was going to ask, like, what's the Gemara? Gemara assumes because Cheskas Abadok and what they're saying does add something. Then Gemara says it doesn't add something. And then Gemara comes back and says, but then it should say Cheskas Beduk is like, what's happening? Elamai. Gemara comes back the other. Elamai, Mishmamir Dahani. So what are you saying? Were to be Cheskas Baduk, then it should say the Cheskas Baduk, and you wouldn't need the Amira, right? So it must be that the Amira does count. And now you're going to give it some weight. No, Ela Mai, Nishim Amir Dahani, Halo Amri Hani, Lo. That means without their testimony, you wouldn't take on that the house was checked. No, then Tipshut Minei, then proof from this bias in the opposite direction. Tipshut Minei, the El Cheskas Baduk. Because it's only because they testified that it was checked. Otherwise, it's not assumed to be checked. So now we're back in the other direction. You're telling me you are giving some credence to what they're saying and you need them to speak. Well, no. So now let's say it's not right the other way either. Really, we can come back and say it is Cheskas Abadok. And what what's the point here of their Amira? Hacha mayaskinan de muchzak lan. We have clear knowledge based on the situation that he didn't check. Rashi explains that we saw him running out. And these people, Nashvadim Tanim, they say that we did check. You might think that in this connection they should not be believed. Kamash Malan, the following word. Kevan de Bedikas Chometz Midrabananhu. Since the whole institution of the Middle Chametz is Rabbanan, the Midaraisa Bebitul Ba'amasagle, important words here. Midaraisa Bitul is sufficient. Hemnu Rabbanan Bid Rabbanan, the Chachamim gave them the manas on an Indian as Rabbanan because they framed the whole Indiga Shemitz. They gave an amanas to Nisha Rabbanan Muktanim, pastors all them. They need the special dispensation because it's Rabbanan. What be the Raisa, they wouldn't be believed. Why is it Rabbanan? Because Midaraisa Mibito Baal Masagi. And that's why they believe. So you finish the Gemara, what do you end up? Do we have a Raya or not a Raya? Because Cheskas Abaduk and Cheskas Abaduk. What seems to be the simple way to come out? We know for sure, we don't know. What do you think? Chayra, it can go either way, right? We had a way to figure it out. We haven't been able to prove that in Cheskas Abaduk, because it could be Cheskas Abaduk in a case of Muchzik Lo and Lo Badak, and it's only Rabbanan, because, and therefore the Chum agree. Or you could say it's, well, you could say it's in Cheskas Abaduk. Same Cheshvin. Pashtus, we don't have a Hachra at the end of the day. Okay, this is the Gemara. There's a lot of things to be worked out in terms of the Cheshvin of the Gemara, in terms of right now the Shaka B'tai that we just read, back and forth, are they Neman, are they not? Let's look at Rashi. Zakt Rashi from the beginning. Rashi says, Be'arba Asar, Hamaski Baisa Chaber Be'arba Asar, says Rashi, Shachris. It happened the day of Yedalit. Mimach Zekinale Lahai Maskir, Devade Badko Emes, Kimitzas Chachamim Olo. Do we establish, Haskasto Baduk, that the Maskir checked sometime over the night? Make a diak in this Rashi, Rabosai, if you didn't in the morning. Make a diak from now, or tell me what you medaik when you first read the Rashi. No? What do you have in this Rashi to medaik? No, somebody. Yaakov, yes? What would be in the middle of the night? What would be in the middle of the night? Will we have the same Shaila? Cheskas Abaduk and Cheskas Abaduk? And if not, why not? What do you see in this Rashi? Rashi's mashma that if the Shechiras took place in the middle of the night of Yedalit, then there would be no question. Meaning to say, we wouldn't entertain which side of the Shaila. We wouldn't have a right to assume what? The side of what? Of Cheskas Abaduk. Why? Because why wouldn't you assume, why couldn't you still ask Cheskas Abaduk? Why not? Because the mitzvah of Bdikas Chametz is when? When is the mitzvah of Bdikas Chametz?
You could still do the Bdika.
Well, do it the rest of the night. So you can't already tell me, you can't tell me that it was checked already. He could have not checked it yet because you have the whole night. The only time you have a Shaila, maybe Cheskas Abaduk, is the Shechiras was by day. And now the Cheskas Abaduk would be that he checks sometime during the night. That's this window of time of the Bedika. And even though we say that there's an Indian quote, Zriza Magdimi L'mitzvos, that Tchilas HaLaila is certainly ideal, the stomach to do it in the beginning of the night, but that much is not going to create the Chazak of Cheskas Abaduk. Cheskas Abaduk, he did it sometime during the Zman HaBedika. The fact that there's a Tchilas HaZman of Zriza Magdimi, that doesn't create the Cheskas Abaduk. It's only if the night passed completely, now we can say Cheskas Abaduk, he checks sometimes during the night. Although we did see a diag in the Lashon of Rambam, we had the halacha that you're not supposed to start learning. The Rambam says at the end of Yud Gimel, because you don't want to miss the Tchilas Hazman, so you see that there's an inyan of the Tchilas Hazman. We explain that the Rambam doesn't mean that the Bedikas Chametz is the beginning of Leil Yedalit. The mitzvah is the Laila. There's another halacha that should be they should start at the beginning. Okay, so that he didn't keep. But the mitzvah is still mitzvah balayla. That's the diuk of this Rashi, the Pashtus. It's interesting, though, if you look in, for example, the Kitzur Piskei HaRash, which was written by the Tur. So in the new edition, so the Oz Vahadah, they have it on the bottom of the Rush. In the old Gemara, they have it after the Rush is over, after the Rush. But Oz Beis, in Kitzur Piskei HaRash, the Lashon is, Hamaskir Baisa Chavero, Bileo Yadalit, the Eniodea in Badak in Lav, Mieshna Beir Shalo, and so on. But he brings the Shaila was Bileo Yadalit. Bileo Yadalit. Sounds like the discussion in our Gemara can relate even to a Shechiras Bileo Yadalit. You have to know what the Machokas would be, and that's the case. It could be that he would assume that the Cheskas Baduk of Hakol Chaverim would even mean that he did it Mamish B'Tchilas HaLaila. That would be the simple way to understand the Machokas. Rashi learns that Rashi Lishitasa, we never saw a special din of Tchilas HaLaila in Rashi. So Rashi says it was Shachris. That's one diuk that you have in the Rashi here. L'may nafkamina, Rashi, next Rashi, the shayle lahai and Bartko umlav, ask him, to go and delesha lahai maskil mishalei, umibayi lon, and our shayle is, la truche lahai socher, livdok misafik. My. Namanim abiyochamit, says the Braisa, that all are believed abiyochamit, meaning the ha'id, the arba asar, shebatku ba'olav emes. To testify in Yudalid that the owner checked the night before. Again, pashtus maskir besocher. That's l'chora where you're going to need their edus to tell me. My time in Emanim, says Rashi, why they believed, hala b'nei asudei ninu, they are not b'nei edus. They're not, right away, they're asking right away, lab b'nei Emanim, they're not b'nei edus. Lab mishum, it must be because we anyway assume it's baduk without them. He wouldn't go against the chachamim's requirement of bedika. This is along the lines of Rabbeinu David that we read before. Even if it's not marks other in yanim, bedika, the hakol's reason, the ozar is for bedika's chametz. But this Rashi, my time, you know, we have to know Rashi's mashma is going on who? Who's he going on? B'nei asudei minhu. He's going on all three. Pashtus and Rashi's mashma that the challenge of the Gemara is they should not have nemanis. And here already is a big tumult. If Yeshua jumps on Rashi, Tosus would discuss this issue. L'chaira, K'tanim, I understand we could put that in a separate category. But and Avadim, we'll have to know where to put them. But Nashim, we know there's an inyan called Eirach HaNem V'Isurin. And the source could even be from the case of a Safa law by Nida. But it could also be a woman is Neman, Maisim B'chol Yom, telling us about the kashrus of whatever it was. So what does it mean, my time in Nemanim, Hala B'nei Asudin, you know, this is not Eidus in the sense of Mamanus, the Nashim and Akashal Eidus, this is Isurim. What kind of question is it, Hala B'nei Asudin, you know? So the Gemara asked right away, my time in Nemanim, must be Ches Kosel Baduk. The Kasavar, the Gemara elaborates on what it means. Kasavar, Kasavar, Haitana. The Tana is of the opinion. Hakol Chaverim Eitzel Bedika. Again, Rashi explains. Vafilu, again, as he just said, echoing the point as before. Vafilu Am Haaretz, Ubedaber Shehu Muchzak Chaver Machzikina Lei Shelovers Mano Achesau. Something which he's considered to be Becheskas Chaver, and everyone's like a Chaver Gabe this Indian. It's clear that he did it when he had to do it within the nighttime. Where do we see this premise by a chaver that we know he took care of things immediately? The san yechaver haneman ala maisros umes, the niach megura melea peiros afilein bnei yoman, meaning shenismarchu hayom, that the miruach of the smoothing of the pile took place this very same day. Harei mecheskes mitukanim devaday lo yatsa mitachas yado at shegama komitz vaso. He finished everything he had to do. B'hachinami. Kevan the af ame haaretz chaverim heim ala bedika cheskasan shebadkuhu men they did bedika balayla. So that's what the Gemara initially wants to prove. It must be cheskasan badik. That's why we can believe them. Comes the Gemara and asks me, my the hadik tani the modern time of mishum the kol chaverim ala bedika. How you know that's the reason? Dilma ein ame haaretz chaverim al kach. Maybe ame haaretz are not called chaverim for bedika schametz. The time of mishum the ka'am rihanu. I know, we see that it was checked. That's why. So the Gemara challenges that by saying, what do you mean? Is your Amir worth anything? So Gemara first said, maybe it's because of the Amir. He says, no, it's not worth anything. So the Gemara says, Elamai, it's because Cheskas Abaduk is what you're trying to say. Then Koabatim, Cheskas Bedukim, Ibailim, Misnei. It should be phrased as the houses are presumed checked. Veloha Yolamitle, Bamir Dahani. It shouldn't be dependent on the fact that they said anything. And again, so what was Gemara originally saying, that it's because of Cheskas HaBaduk that they believe, means you need to have them speak. That's the question Tosus is going to discuss. Yeah? Umakshinan, Ela Miditola Ba'amira Vada Ikol Medak. So now go the other direction. If you're telling me that the Amira is what's consequential, then let's be Medak, Halo Amri Lo. In Kenai Kame Baruch, again, watch this Shaila. Tip showed me Mina, the in Cheskas HaBaduk. From here, you can't prove the shayla at all. The ikal ukmalaha, we can set up the case of this brayso. Kigon the muchzak one bahai the lo badak. How? Kigon shirinu taru. We see he was totally distracted. He couldn't do. You know, he didn't do bedika. Oh, yatsam ba'od yom with derech. Ve'amihani anachnu badaknu. And they say we checked. So now, We explain why it works. Why can it work? Because you might think we can't believe. Then, kamash malan, since bedikas chametz midrabanan, why? The midraisa bebitul ba'alma. See, here we have an important Rashi. Bebitul ba'alma. What does it mean? The chsiv tashbisu. Rashi explains what's pshat bebitul ba'alma. The pasuk says tashbisu v'lo chsiv tevaru. Hashbasa delayed he hashbasa. This Rashi is going to have to get a lot of attention out of our attention. Rashi says pshat and bitul. Rashi and Amalek explain what bitul is. What you say, asach daite minei, Rashi here learns, what is the din midoraisa bitul? It's a kiyum of tashbisu. Because it doesn't say tevaru, says tashbisu, which lends itself to an interpretation of bitul. If bitul believe, it's called hashbasa. What word does Rashi totally avoid using? What expression, what word that we saw already in other places in connection to bitul?
Hefker.
No indication of Rashi at all about hefker. No indication. Keep that in mind. Whatever Rashi is saying, he's not saying hefker. Hashbasa b'leid havi hashbasa, and tashbisu means, not tevaru, means hashbasa. Bidrabanan hemnu rabanan b'chiyuba d'leisa el midrabanan. So on something which is rabanan, chanim gave credibility to something which is rabanan, dehei mitzvichu, they require bedika, dehei mitiru, lismoch b'amirasan shel elu. Bekoach b'yadeyem l'aminan b'midrav d'leisa. So it comes out, if it would be deraisa, they would not be believed. Again, we have to look at that inyan. That's a sugya in its own right. That's the Tosfos Hemnuhu. I think we're going to do that part of the sugya first, and then we have to go zero in more on this inyan of tashbisu and bitul b'amasagi. But we have to work out Pashat HaCheshbon of the sugya well. There's a rush that you have to look at for tomorrow also. Umaskonas HaGemara. Where are we in terms of this inyan? So the rush has a couple of chidushim here that we have to revisit. Some of it will take us back to the previous Gemara in terms of maskri b'socher and who actually gets the Bal Yiroya. The Rush seems to say something very fascinating about the inyan of whose Bal Yiroya is it and whose bitul is necessary and whose bitul in fact works. Very interesting points in the Rush. And then again to the cheshbon of the Gemara itself with the Tosfos and then back to bitul as well. Okay, it's a new sugya, art sugya. Good. Good day, everybody.